Sport in Oxford is all about offering as many different sports as possible to as many different students as possible. And we have over 80 sports here at Oxford, with a figure growing every year.
Oxford University's main sporting event doesn't even take place in Oxford anymore. It began as a larky idea dreamt up by two pals from Harrow when George IV was king and the Duke of Wellington was Prime Minister. Now it's called the Boat Race. It's rowed in London before a worldwide audience of 120 million, and you don't have to have been to Oxford or Cambridge to take sides. Oxford is a musical city. Choirs attached to Magdalen, New College, and here in Christchurch are guardians of a centuries-old choral tradition. Treasures to be cherished.
This is performance art, as performed by the students of the Ruskin School of Art. To put it mildly, it's probably a bit ahead of its time.
We're the art school of the university. We are a contemporary art school aiming at the cutting edge of the fine art world. Our students are enormously ambitious. They make work of many different kinds, from drawing to performance, sound works, installation, photography, film. It's their ambition to be international artists at the cutting edge.
Oxford's museums are among the places where the public and the university meet. The Ashmolean is the oldest museum in Britain. Another great favourite is the university's Natural History Museum. It has all sorts of uses. Today, 50 state school pupils arrive at the museum.
That is so cool.
They've come to experience Oxford. Perhaps they'll begin to see the university in a new light. Some might decide to apply.
The last letter, the second.
So M. The 3-day visit is built around a murder mystery, which they must solve. The clues to the killer's identity are all around. Later, they attend a formal dinner at Pembroke College, where more foul play is on the menu. At high table, the murderer will strike again. The intended victim is Professor Lawrence Fishbone.
On a deeper level, I hope that university isn't such a foreign concept to them anymore. For a lot of them, they're the first generation in their family to come to university or to think of coming to university. So there's no older brother or sister, no mum or dad to say, what was it like? What was it really like? They'll have stayed in a student bedroom. A lot of them will have travelled independently here on the train. Just little things like that really go a long way to easing the decision-making process later on, whenever they come to decide whether or not university's for them.
Professor Fishbone enjoys his supper, unaware that it is to be his last. One of these profiteroles is poisoned. It is destined for the plate of the doomed professor. So, what did the teenagers make of Oxford?
The murder mystery thing's been, like, really clever, how they've done it and stuff. It's been really fun, yeah.
I definitely think I want to come here when I leave school, because it's very nice. it's really like down to earth place. You get a really good experience from coming here, and it actually helps your decision of if you want to go to university or not.
Oh, definitely. See if I can apply for it, see what courses they run.
Yeah, it would like make people want to come here because it would be quite enjoyable to come here.
I do really want to come here now. I thought it was really hard to get in, but it's not that hard.
I was a bit sceptical about maybe coming to university after I've left school, but now that I've seen what university life is actually like, it seems that it's a really good idea.
Sometimes young people look at Oxford and they see the Dreaming Spires and they think, I couldn't possibly aspire to that. And that's such a shame, because Oxford is a huge mix of people of different social classes, people from all over the world. My message to them, if I ever get a chance to speak to them, is go for it. Think of it, do it. They're going to be bursaries, and you will have a wonderful time.
It's just such a wonderful place. Met lots of people, and just really enjoyed my time here so far.
Oh, I love it, absolutely adore it. I know that anybody who comes to visit here absolutely like thinks it's the most beautiful thing, so.
Fantastic. It's my sixth year here. I'm really regretting leaving it. It's an absolute wonderful place.
It's everything I thought it would be. I love it. I love waking up in the morning and being around the old buildings and going to the old libraries. It's a great way of life.
I'm from the north. I'm from Manchester. And I was a bit scared when I came down. But I've actually really enjoyed my time here. I've loved it. I've made so many friends. It's really down to earth.